This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. There have been arrests in Hong Kong tied to weeks of pro-democracy protests in the Chinese territory. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has our report.
Dozens were arrested in the clashes, both protesters and police, while police say a crackdown was justified after some protesters turned violent. Meanwhile, in Beijing, the Chinese government has lashed back at remarks by British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt on the causes of the anti-government protests in Hong Kong. Hunt had said that the authorities should not use an outbreak of vandalism as a pretext for repression. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States is set to celebrate its birth as a nation, but here in Washington, there are complaints that President Donald Trump is intent on turning July 4th into something of a dramatic and, to some, an unwelcome break with tradition. Here is AP correspondent Sagar Magani from the Pentagon.
Two Bradley fighting vehicles are now near the Lincoln Memorial, where the president will give a speech tomorrow. Some Abrams tanks are also here in Washington, and the Pentagon's scrambling to line up flyovers by a B-2 stealth bomber and other aircraft. This morning, the president says it'll be the show of a lifetime, but critics say he's politicizing the nation's birthday party and using troops as props. He says military leaders are thrilled to participate. If so, they're hiding it well. The Pentagon's referring questions here to the White House and won't even say if Joint Chiefs Chairman Joe Dunford will attend. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says Tehran will take what he calls the next step in increasing its uranium enrichment this weekend. Earlier, Iran said it had breached a low-enriched uranium stockpile limit set by the 2015 nuclear deal. President Trump took the United States out of the Iran nuclear agreement more than a year ago. Iran argues it's no longer bound by those 2015 agreement limits. This is VOA News. At least 40 migrants have been killed, another 80 wounded, in an airstrike on a detention center near the Libyan capital of Tripoli. A Libyan Interior Undersecretary says the death toll will rise as rescue and recovery operations continue. There were said to be about 150 people, mainly Africans, inside the building at the time of the attack. An 18-year-old Sudanese man, identified only as Saddam, was one of the victims. We have an English translation of what he said.
At the beginning, we heard faraway clashes. Then we heard this strong bomb. Security people came and unlocked the doors, and we saw the fire. So we started helping to evacuate the people.
Fighting for control of Tripoli between Libya's internationally recognized government and the self-styled Libyan National Army, led by rebel General Khalifa Haftar, has been going on for months. The African Union is calling for an immediate Libyan ceasefire and demanding that civilians, including migrants, be protected. Here in the U.S., there has been a federal court victory for migrants looking for asylum in the United States. We get a report from AP's Jackie Quinn.
Immigrants' rights groups sued the Trump administration after Attorney General William Barr announced that to deter migrants from illegally entering the U.S., the government wouldn't offer bond hearings. Lawyers say they're not dangerous. They can reunite with relatives and find lawyers to help handle their claims. Judge Marcia Packman agrees it's unconstitutional. She's ordered the government to provide a bond hearing within 7 days of a request by any immigrant demonstrating a credible fear of persecution if they're returned to their homeland. If the hearing isn't granted in 7 days, they must be released. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The United States has put a major anti-Pakistan militant organization, the Balochistan Liberation Army, on its list of global terrorist groups. Islamabad welcomed the move. The BLA operates in natural resource-rich Balochistan province, where China is investing billions of dollars in major infrastructure projects as part of its Belt and Road Initiative. The guerrilla group is considered the largest and most effective of several Baloch separatist organizations fighting Pakistani rule. It has waged an anti-government campaign since 2000, claiming it's fighting for the rights and the greater regional autonomy of nearly 7 million ethnic Balochs. Six people have died and more than 20 are missing after a small coastal dam burst in India's Maharashtra state, as heavy monsoon rains produce havoc in the country's western region. India's National Disaster Response Force searched for survivors using drones. The area around the country's financial capital, Mumbai, has been hard hit. Unprecedented heavy rains in recent days have pushed the death toll there to 35. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.